This is the final whistle on Ocean FM as Ireland's swimmers return home with their biggest haul of medals ever from a European short course championships. What inspiration might our younger local swimmers draw from that? We chat to some of them from County Sligo Swim Club. As the PDC World Darts Championships begin tonight in London, we visit the Sligo Youth Darts Academy on the Mailcoach Road, where close to 100 young players have found the perfect spot to throw darts and learn about the sport. The bobble hats are back. Leitrim's 50 Miles Challenge returns in the new year. County LGFA Chairperson Cathy Butler joins us for more on that. And Sligo Tennis Club is getting ready to celebrate its 40th birthday with a big celebration bash. We'll play a few rallies with Tomás Kelly and Siobhan Parker. Welcome to the programme. This is Austin O'Callaghan and here are the contact details. 083-3500-530 by WhatsApp and text. sport@oceanfm.ie is the email address. Well, while Mona McSharry was winning a hat-trick of medals at swimming's US Open in Texas last weekend, the Ireland team in Poland were returning home with no less than 7 medals from the European Short Course Championships. There they won 3 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze, with Dubliner Ellen Walsh and Galway's John Short both winning gold medals. Ireland finished in the top 7 in the medals table, a further illustration of the country's rising curve in the sport. So what effect is that international success having on local swimming clubs? This week we spoke to the teenage captains and vice-captains from County Sligo Swim Club. That's Helena Griffith-Marr, Rebecca Mooney, James Meehan and Ryan Herity. 3 of them will also be competing at the Irish Winter Short Course Championships in Dublin from this Friday. First though, their thoughts on Ireland's European haul of medals over the last 7 days, starting with County Sligo Swim Club's girls vice-captain, Rebecca Mooney.
I really look up to Ellen Walsh as she does most of my events, and seeing her win gold in the 200 metre fly for the first time for Ireland was a great inspiration. And I think when I see them winning all these and becoming better, it just inspires me a lot to be like them.
There was a time when it was a rarity for an Irish swimmer to make a final, let alone win medals. Probably in your lifetime, it's happening with a lot more regularity now.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy to see how far we've come. Like, if you look back at the Paris Olympics in the summer, we were barely making finals, maybe 1 or 2 medals, but now we're just on a roll. It's amazing.
James, what age are you?
15.
Okay, so I'm thinking John Short of Galway is 3 years older than you. Does that make you think, God, if a guy from down the road can do this sort of thing at a European level, maybe I can?
Yeah, it's great to see people from Ireland doing well, especially in events that I specialise in.
What is it about the backstroke that you like?
I think it was just mainly that you can breathe all the time, and also it's just easier. It's more like a fluid motion.
It suits you.
Yeah, I like doing it and I think it's just great.
So would you watch people like John Short and see what they're doing to see if you can pick up any tricks of the trade?
Yeah, I was watching them last weekend to see how they're performing, and it was great to watch.
Helena, you're captain of County Sligo Swim Club as well, the girls' captain. Is that a nice honour to have?
Yeah, it's really nice to finally be up in our top group and then getting captain. Like, when I was younger, I would have never thought I would have got that far. So it's really nice.
What does being in the top group mean?
Like, in County Sligo Swim Club, we have 5 groups. We have nippers and then 1 to 4. And we have masters as well, but that's for adults. And it's really nice to kind of have moved up in the groups with the same kind of people and being able to grow up together. And it's really nice.
And Ryan, you're vice captain? Yeah. And you're a more traditional swimmer, freestyle, front crawl, the one that most of us know best.
Yeah. Just sprints, short distance. Just not a long distance swimmer.
How long have you been swimming? When did you start?
I think I started after COVID, was it 2021-2022? I started in nippers and I moved up to group 1 fairly quickly, and I kind of just got the hang of it, and then over the years I got moved up. Now I'm in group 4.
Right. And were you doing other sports as well? I mean, did you find yourself gravitating towards swimming?
Yeah, I do play other sports as well, and just I always stuck to the swimming. It's always been my main sport.
And what's the attraction for you? What do you get out of it?
There's a good social side of it. Lots of friends. Sometimes we go out for dinners, and on the weekend we went ice skating in town.
So it's not just the competition. There is a social dimension to the club as well.
Yeah, there is, definitely is. And it's also just for fitness as well. It's good.
But guys, you do take your swimming seriously because you're planning to head to Crete in the new year, Rebecca. Tell us about this.
Well, we've worked really hard with all our fundings. We did a bake sale, two bake sales actually, and we raised €908 in total. And I think it's just amazing. Like, we have so much things to look forward to in our club. And if you look back like 2 years ago, our club wasn't much, and we've grown so much. And like, swimming's an individual sport, but it's not really individual when you think about it. And yeah.
And why do you think the club has grown, guys? What has sparked that? Like, is that the Mona McSharry effect, or is it just a general rise in popularity?
I think it's our coach Kevin. Like, Kevin's really brought us together, and he takes a lot of his time into coaching us. Like, he's there every single morning, every single evening session, just constantly training us and helping us perform better. And when after we're done a bad race or something like that, he'll always just be there, and he'll tell us the good and bads. And I think that's what I really like about him, is he's not all negative. It's okay. Positive as well.
I have teenagers in my house. It's a struggle to get them out of bed before midday. Am I guessing you have to be the 5 a.m. club when it comes to training?
Yeah, we're in the pool at 5:45 most sessions. And it's pretty early, especially in winter when it's all dark. But I prefer that, honestly, over training after school, because you already have your exercise out of the way. And then you have your evenings free if you want to do more dry land or gym or go home and rest or whatever.
The hardest bit is the first couple of minutes, just getting out of bed. Once you're up, is it okay? Do you get used to it?
Yeah, I find I've gotten used to it. It was a lot harder at the start, but now it's kind of my routine and I'm quite used to it.
James, what about you? Are you a natural early riser?
Yeah, I get up early most mornings, even if I'm not training. But just this last year, I've noticed getting up earlier for training. I've gotten used to it, and it's just become much easier now. You just set the alarm and you'll wake up and you'll be fine.
And Rebecca, just to go back to the training camp in Crete, is for your club. You'll be going to an outdoor 50-metre pool in the new year, is that right?
Yeah, well, it's just an amazing experience we're all going to have, and we're all just, I think it's a great way to do some team bonding.
And this will be outdoor training in an outdoor 50-metre pool?
Yeah, in the bright sun, and hopefully bright sun, you know, and hopefully the weather's good. But mostly, like, I hope we get a good training camp out of it and loads of memories to make for the future.
And a bit different from wintry Clevera in December when that wind is howling, isn't it?
Yeah, winter, it's like, it's the most toughest time of the year for swimmers, I think. It's like you get up and you're in your pajamas all warm in your bed, and then suddenly their blaring alarm goes off. I have to wake up at 4:50 because I live quite away from the town, and the alarm's just blaring and I'm getting up and it's cold. And yeah, it's
just more generally, guys, when we watch the elite swimmers like the Daniel Wiffens or the Ellen Walshes, they seem to be very single-minded swimmers. Mentally, they seem to go into a zone when it comes to their championships. For ye as swimmers, is it similar, the mental preparation side of things, or is there an element of that for you, Helena?
I quite struggle with the mental aspect of swimming because I really struggle with not doing well, which is something I need to work on. But our coach Kevin tries to tell us to like picture our race a few times before you're up in the call room, so you really know what you're doing and you're all calm and try not to be nervous about it.
Are you hard on yourself in competition if it doesn't go well?
Yeah, it's quite difficult when you're there at a competition and all your teammates are doing really well and you're kind of stuck, but then it feels so much better when you do well and you knock off time.
You sound like a normal human being to me. What about you, Ryan? Are you, you know, are you able to mentally be easy with yourself when it comes to competing?
Yeah, no, I'm not too bad. Like, if I do bad in a race, like, I know there is room to improve, and I know, like, what I have to do. And usually at the end of every race, Kevin tells us, like, what we done well and what we didn't do well. And, like, at training, he puts in what we done bad into, like, our training so we can improve and get quicker times.
And you're competing this week, guys, because some of you are competing at the National Winter Short Course Championships in Tala. James, what events are you competing in for County Sligo this weekend?
200 metre backstroke and 100 IM.
And this will be in with some of the country's best swimmers. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to show how good you've become over the last year of training. Sure. And it's a great opportunity to swim against some of the better competition.
And as a 15-year-old, what age group will you be in?
It's 13 to 16, I think. So I'll be racing people a year older this year.
Which is a good test in its own right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Rebecca, what about you?
I'm swimming in the 200 fly. It's quite nervous, to be honest, but I feel like Kevin's prepared us a lot, so I feel like I'm ready to race, and yeah.
And Helena?
I'm racing in the 100 butterfly. And I'm pretty excited. It's my first year qualifying for this competition, so I haven't done it before. I don't know what to expect.
So a nice experience to look forward to.
Yeah.
And nice to have County Sligo Swim Club singlets in the National Aquatic Centre.
It's great to represent our club, and I think we got our new County Sligo Swim Club like t-shirts, and it's nice to see everyone kind of matching and wearing the same thing, and we're all just a big group, and you see all the Facebook pictures and we're all huddled together like representing Sligo. And I think from coming such a small town into like a big city with a bunch of swimmers, it's great.
Helena Griffith-Marr, Rebecca Mooney, James Meehan and Ryan Herity from County Sligo Swim Club. And Helena, Rebecca and James will be in action at the Irish Winter Short Course Championships in Dublin this weekend. I think you'll recognise that music by now. It's the walk-on tune for the players at the PDC World Darts Championships, which begin tonight at the Ali Pally in London. Defending champion Luke Littler is on stage tonight. There's a prize fund this year of £1 million sterling for the winner. Yet far away from the Ali Pally, the MCR Community Centre in Sligo is busy nurturing the local players of the future. The new Sligo Youth Darts Academy, which runs its coaching sessions there each week, is now approaching 100 members. That's boys and girls between the ages of 8 and 17 who meet to throw darts in an organised and encouraging environment. The academy began during the summer, but it's proved to be a big hit already. And last Thursday, the players received their Darts Academy tops in a special ceremony before coaching started. Ocean FM Sport went along to watch and listen.
If you want to give a round of applause, Oisín Dunn. No, not Oisín. Oscar Kelly. Wow. Adam Curd.
Damien Hennigan, founder of the Sligo Youth Darts Academy. You've just handed out the academy tops or shirts. It's a bit like Irish international caps here tonight.
That's right. Yeah. I felt a bit like Jack Charlton was years ago. yeah, no, it's great. We handed out about 50 tops here tonight, all sponsored by Northwest Gaming, Stephen and Ryan. It's fantastic. It's something I've always thought about for years, and it just shows that when you want to do it, and you put your mind to it, and you just do your best. It some things can be done. And I just, again, you'll see here, I think when you see all the kids together in one group, you see just a vast amount of talent and interest that's here in Sligo and never was before for a long time. I think it's amazing.
And now they look the part because they've all got the same top.
They do. They all, every single one of them, including the girls, they look fantastic. They're part of a community now. You know, and they come in and they have their own personalities, they have their own, they have their own certain ways of showing themselves. Some are so shy, and you can see them when you put their tops on, it's like a different story. We have so many up and coming talents here. I have two of them standing here beside me. It's just, look, at it's only going to get better.
We spoke in the summer when you were starting out with this new youth academy venture. Could you have foreseen 5 months later what it has become?
No, I don't think so, Austin. I think my head was up in the clouds probably a lot, thinking that this was going to happen. And I mean, to think that we have over 100 kids registered. We have most nights here, we have up on 50 coming, but soccer and Gaelic is hard to keep things ticking over. But no, I would never have thought it was going to be like it is now.
And what's been the secret to his success?
I think sharing, people just talking about it. I mean, we have kids here, they're telling their friends about the excitement. When you see a child coming in, be it a boy or a girl, coming in smiling and they're leaving smiling, I mean, they're going home, they're going to school telling their friends. Some of their friends don't play football, some of their friends don't do swimming. Lads are playing basketball, lads are doing boxing, they're running from the boxing, they're running from the basketball to come and play darts. It's phenomenal. I think it's just the word of mouth is the best thing. We did a lot of advertising, but I think experiences from the kids that are playing, telling the kids, other kids that are interested in it, come along, have the crack, see what you like, and you might have a go at it.
Give us a quick sense of the girls and boys who have come here to this academy. They range between the ages of 8 and 17. Have they all played darts before, or were some of them trying it for the first time?
Some of them have played darts before, but didn't have the sort of the environment where they could come and play with others. It's easy to turn around and sit at home or play at home on your own, but it's not the same thing. Add a bit of competition to it, add a bit of interest to it, your whole game changes. Some of the kids that came here never held a dart in their life. To see what they're doing now is just absolutely amazing. Look, we have boards here under the dartboards, and I'm confident to say we don't need them anymore because they're hitting the actual dartboard now. There would have been lumps taken over the wall at start. We have lads here that have just grown from strength to strength. The girls here are just fantastic. My own daughter Holly and Ruby here, they're just, to see them, they've got on so well. Sam is just, they're loving it. They're absolutely loving it. With young Maya Lavelle there from Manor Hamilton, she's just come on in strides. Look, I can pick so many to come here, and I could rant on about them all night. Two lads here, look, Sligo know about these two lads for different reasons now over the last couple of weeks, and I'm proud to be able to say that we're going to have a team playing for Sligo next year in the All-Ireland Championships.
Which is a nice little feather in the cap for the academy to have. Very finally, apart from these two guys, are you noticing any future Luke Littlers or Lucy Littlers there? I mean, is it competitive, this academy?
Oh my God, competitive. When we have two of the most competitive fellas here standing beside me, it's they'd take their hand off you to hit. Look, when you see a young fella of 10 years of age going in and hitting a treble 20 after a treble 20 after a treble 20, it's just phenomenal. Do you know what I mean? You can't turn around and say that. When you see a young fella coming in and playing a game of darts and smiling, that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, the fact that the Irish Federation of Sports don't even recognise it as a sport, it's an awful sin, but that's another story.
Why don't they recognise darts?
I think the whole pub sport thing is still in their minds. I don't know. I'm actually fighting it at the moment with the Minister for Sports to get funding. That's why we can't get funding. Everything is done through sponsorship.
Are you suggesting they don't take it seriously as a sport?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they don't take it seriously. I mean, it's a disgrace when you think that we've an Irish women's team who won the World Cup, we've an Irish youth boys team who won the World Cup, we have three representatives over at the Lakeside at the moment playing. I have a certain man from the WDF, Darrell Fitton, who was asked to bring three or four lads from Sligo over to England to see how they get on, to see if they're good enough to play on the bigger circuit. That's how, outside of Ireland, that's how seriously it's taken. I just can't understand why on this island they take pool seriously, they take snooker seriously, but they can't take darts. Darts isn't a pub sport anymore. There's no drink held here. You go into a pub and, yeah, look, there's drink taken. You can't take away from that. but it's not a pub, so you don't have to drink a pint. It's not like the Jockey Wilson or Derek Bristow days years ago. This is a different story. Luke Littler has taken things to a different level. It's all about darts now. It's all about getting your head going. It's all about getting your confidence going. And I think it's only fair that, I mean, look at it, Sligo County Council can do their part about it. It'd be great. But I mean, as far as getting funding, we can get absolutely nothing until it's recognised on this island.
Let's have a word with two of the younger academy players here who know their darts. We'll get your names first of all.
Lachlan Joseph Walsh.
Kieran Mulligan.
So we have Kieran and Lachlan. So Lachlan, what age are you?
I'm 9.
And when did you start playing darts?
I started playing darts around a year ago.
And what was the attraction for you?
My brother was just so good at darts, he inspired me.
So you had a dart board at home, had you? And that's where it started?
Yeah.
What's your highest score to date?
Don't know.
Have you had done a triple 20?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, you're saying that, yeah, a long time ago. Okay, so this is old news. So what do you like about darts? What is it about the game that you get a kick out of?
It's just the focus in it and concentration. It's just nice for me. And the way that you can physically hit the board is just nice.
And what about the maths of it, Lachlan? Are you good at working out what sort of finish you need, what sort of doubles you need?
Not at all.
But you practice. Over time, it comes to you.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay.
Let's bring in Kieran. Kieran, what age are you?
15 on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So birthday this weekend. Where did darts begin for you?
It was like a year and a half ago, I'd say, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know what got me into it. Right. It's just the thought of it and all.
Yeah, so. Just playing with mates and one thing led to
that's
another.
It, yeah, some relatives I knew played darts. So did my uncle, he was a class dart player. Then he stopped playing darts. But yeah, no.
So you're 15 going 16. Oh, you'll be 15 on Sunday?
Yeah, 15, 14 going 15.
You're 14 going 15. Luke Littler is, what, 17? So he's only a couple of years ahead of you. When you see what he can do with a set of darts and a dartboard, does that inspire you?
Oh, definitely. I hope I can do it. I hope I can get somewhere. Somewhere that everyone will recognise me, if you know, like. Yeah, yeah.
And what does this academy environment do for you here in the MCR Centre? We're surrounded by darts boards to our left and to our right.
Sure, it's good for everyone because everyone gets a chance to have a go and get practicing. So, and it's just like good for everyone.
Do you think like it was kind of historically an adult sport that there wasn't really an environment for kids? That's kind of changed now, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought at first when I seen a load of adults playing. And then I recognised all the kids going and getting into it and on the big stages and all. And then that's when I started playing because I thought I could do something in the sport.
Let's bring in a third man here. What's your name?
Tiernan McNamara.
Tiernan McNamara. What age are you, Tiernan?
10.
When did you start playing darts?
Only about 5-6 months ago.
Okay, so you've just started with the youth academy.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to give it a go? What did you like about it?
I just found out. So my dad told me, and then because he knew I was mad into it, and then yeah. And then,
do you have a darts board at home?
Yeah.
Where, in the kitchen or in the garage?
In my bedroom.
In the bedroom. So all it is every evening, thud, 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 is it?
Yeah.
Are you good?
You can say so if you want.
Good man, good man. And do you enjoy these Thursday evenings in the MCR Centre?
Yeah, it's really good.
What do you think of the new tops, the new Sligo Youth Academy tops?
Yeah, it's really nice.
They're kind of Sligo colours with the Darts Academy logo. They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Very, yeah.
Luke Littler might want one of these. What do you think?
I think he's in England now.
Is he? Right. Next time he's in Ireland, he might look to get one. Who knows? We have two more Sligo Youth Darts Academy players here. And your name is?
Mary Lovell.
And?
Holly Hennigan.
Holly, what do you make of this academy?
I think it's just like good because like everybody gets so much better and so many people come to like practice and you just get better and better and everybody has good fun. So I think that's what matters.
You come from a darts house, so I'm guessing you've had exposure to darts since you were in the cot.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And what do you like about the sport?
I think it's just like good fun and like it's good like maths and stuff if you're into all that, and it's just good practice as well.
Maya, do you enjoy the Thursday evenings here in the MCR Centre?
Yeah, a lot.
What do you like about darts?
I like it because it helps me practice and get better, and yeah.
What age were you when you started playing darts?
Maybe around 11.
And now you're?
12.
Okay, so about a year you're playing darts. And what prompted you to get started? Was it friends or was it family?
It was my family. It was mostly my dad because we both watched darts on the TV.
Darts is good to watch on the TV, isn't it? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to one of the darts events sometime? Maybe in Dublin or Belfast?
Yeah.
And what about the girls? I mean, there's enough girls here. You could easily start a girls' team here in the MCR.
Yeah, my sister and her friends do it. I think they all like doing it together. And I do wish there was more, but it's fine with the number amount there is. And there's Gabriella as well, the little one, so it's nice.
And I suppose when your friends see that you're playing darts, might it entice more girls to try the sport, do you think, Maya?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you get back in practice. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Holly Hennigan and Maya Lavelle, two of the Sligo Darts Youth Academy players we met last week. When we come back, Leitrim LGFA's Cathy Butler on the return of the 50 Miles Challenge, plus Siobhan Parker and Tomás Kelly on the 40th birthday celebrations being planned for Sligo Tennis Club. Well, Leitrim GAA and Leitrim LGFA are gearing up for the return of the 50 Miles Challenge. It's become the main fundraiser for the county's men's and women's football teams. And after a year's break, it's back. Developed initially some years ago by Dublin-based Leitrim supporters such as Mike Feeney, Porrick White and Eamon Dagnan, it's become something of a cultural event for Leitrim supporters and connections both at home and abroad. As Cathy Butler, chairperson of Leitrim LGFA, explains.
The remit was to play down the importance of it in terms of the financial stream of it because, you know, everything, as we're aware, the cost of everything has risen exponentially and, you know, the cost of fielding teams at all levels across all codes is you know, rising year on year. And so obviously the financial piece is so valuable to everybody involved. And, you know, the GAA and ourselves are just so appreciative of the support. But you're like that. It's, you know, it's so much more than just a financial piece in that we're looking at bringing communities together. It's an opportunity for everybody. You don't have to be involved in sports particularly, but, it's an opportunity to join with your communities and get out with your friends and family over the course of January, get moving, you know, I suppose, particularly at the time of year when... you know, the enthusiasm and the energy might not be as plentiful perhaps. So it's that extrinsic motivation to get out and about and get the walking done or the running done. And, you know, this year the tagline or our kind of motto is walk, run, connect. And, you know, that's the key piece here is that connection. And, you know, from the I suppose the birth of this initiative way back in 2020, where, you know, the those who were involved at the start, Mike and Porrick and Eamon and Adrian in particular, you know, they were kind of the people behind this from the very start. And, you know, that, I suppose, it really grew into something much more about the pride of Leitrim and that pride in our county. And, you know, people from all over the world joined in and shared their stories and their memories. And it was just such a positive piece from the very start, and that's really continued. And, you know, people from various people that live in the county, outside of the county, and all over the world are delighted to be involved on board, getting out walking and raising, you know, any few euros that they can to support the sporting endeavours of the men and women of the county.
Remind us of what's involved for somebody who signs up to be part of the 50 Miles Challenge in the new year. Cathy, what will they be asked to do?
So the expectation is that you sign up, you register, you purchase your hat and lovely navy hat this year as the emblem. We've gone through various colours over the years and it's so heartwarming to see the various colours and the various iterations still on show and being worn and with gusto around the county. So you sign up and then you have your iDonate page that you can share with you know, friends and family or work colleagues or whatnot, and you can walk, run, or jog, or move in any way you like for the 50 miles over the course of the month of January. And I suppose there are some other options there in terms of individually we can all sign up. You know, people can join up as a group if you, you know, if you're part of a walking club or a, you know, a community group or you know, a sporting organisation or a work group. There's a team option to join there collectively and to you know, I suppose, encourage one another to take part and get the 50 miles completed. And then there's an option for businesses who would like to be involved, kind of a corporate element and a corporate sponsorship piece there for any business that would like to be involved. And again, you know, that encouragement of getting staff moving and out and about to walk collectively or you know, in the, even if it's individually, but with the broader collective over the month of January.
And you mentioned the most sought after piece of fashion accessory in County Leitrim, Cathy, the 50 miles challenge bobble hat, which has been so well received since it began, whether it was the golden, yellow or orange colour. You've gone for a different look for 2026.
Yeah, we were trying to keep it, I guess, generic, that it's, you know, true to the Leitrim brand, and yes, not deviating away, you know, too far. We've gone through the greens and the yellows, and we felt navy was a nice generic piece, and it aligns with particularly, you know, a lot of the county gear that the squads wear would have navy as a base colour. And you know, for those who sport the gear to support the county teams, then it's a fitting match. So yeah, it looks really good. The navy hat looks fantastic, we think, anyway. And you know, we were delighted with how it's turned out.
So where finally can people register to be part of the 50 miles challenge? Is there a deadline?
So there's the sooner you register, the sooner you get your hat and get out and about and get moving on it. On the Leitrim GAA and Leitrim LDFA website, you'll be brought directly. At the top of both websites, you can see the connection to the link to join. If people don't want to join and just want to donate, there's an option there to donate as well. If that's just a one-off donation piece, and then you're encouraged, when you get an email then that will encourage you to join the Facebook group and the Strava group. So that's the, you know, the option there to link in. And as part of that, we're our focus is to uncover hidden gems, you know, like historical gems, cultural gems, just use sites that are in your locality or in your, wherever it is that you do your walking or running, and share those on the Facebook group or on Strava. And there will be prizes over the course of the month of January for the most, you know, picturesque pieces or the various hidden gems, the photos that are uncovered over the course of the month as well. So there, that's, I suppose, go back to the connect piece with the Facebook group and the Strava group to really, you know, keep people, I guess, motivated and moving together over the course of the month of January. So as I said, the Leitrim GAA.ie and LeitrimLDFA.ie, you'll get the link to join is at the very top of both of those websites, and that'll bring you directly to the iDonate page to join, and you're on the road straight away.
And from an LGFA perspective, very finally, Cathy, how will the money raised be used?
Oh, look, there's, you know, I suppose the key piece here is the continuation of the support for our teams across the ages, you know, from underage right up to adults. You know, we had, I suppose, mixed fortune at adult level this year, but great, you know, a great strides were made at underage level this year, and that our under 14s got to the semi-final and our 16s got to the finals. That was, you know, a really positive piece this year, and hoping to build on that, you know, that success and the energy year on year. And it's just, it's the key piece is providing, you know, the highest standards in terms of, you know, facilities and support for our teams, you know, equipment and gear and whatnot that all of the players need, and, you know, ensuring that they're given every opportunity and that they can achieve and perform to the highest standards then subsequently. So we're, you know, we're so proud of all of the players that represent Leitrim across the board, and, you know, it's that provision of facilities and to make things as easy as possible for those who are happy to don the jersey, and that's where the money will go.
Cathy Butler, chairperson of Leitrim LGFA on the 50 miles challenge. See LeitrimLGFA.ie or LeitrimGAA.ie for more. Finally tonight, Sligo Tennis Club is 40 years old. And to mark that milestone, the club is organising a celebration dinner dance early in the new year on Friday the 2nd of January at the Radisson Hotel. And they're hoping the night will bring together current and former club members, in fact connections from right across the four decades of the club's existence. Sligo Tennis Club is also changing its name to Sligo Racquet Club in the new year. That's to better encapsulate the range of sports offered. Well, Siobhan Parker is squash captain at Sligo Tennis Club. She and Vice President Thomas Kelly have been telling Ocean FM Sport more.
Yeah, so we still have all the major racket sports, as you mentioned, the tennis, the badminton, the squash, the table tennis tables are still available. But along with that, in the last year and a half, we've introduced pickleball, which has proven to be massively successful. But outside of the racket sports, we have cricket taking place on a Saturday and Sunday, indoor crickets. We held the National Indoor Cricket Championships last weekend, held by our club Sligo Titans. And then we have bridge that takes place there. There's Special Olympics. And then there's a local secondary school and College of Further Education that uses it as their PE hall. So it's really turned into a community hub down there, not just for the racket sports, but in relation to the bridge and the Special Olympics and the school as well.
Yeah, so it's truly a Sligo sports club nowadays.
It is truly a Sligo sports club. And Sligo Tennis Club has stood us very well for the last 40 years, but to be more inclusive and representative of our brand going forward, from January, we're moving towards a new name of Sligo Racquet Club. So to be inclusive of all the racquet sports that our club has, so it'll be a great start to the new year going forward with the 40th celebration of the club. And the memories of all the friendships and the members past that have done so much to deliver the facility we have now.
Okay, so does it feel like an opportune time to change the name?
Yeah, it's a good time to change the name now because we're not changing the field. We're still going to be the same tennis, badminton, squash, pickleball, table tennis and the other sports there, but it's a good time to change name to be more reflective of the club. We're not just a one sport club as people think with the name Sligo Tennis Club. We're trying to do all racket sports within the one facility and be a centre of excellence for the racket sports in the area.
Well, in January, you're going to reflect on the first 40 years of the club and your celebration dinner dance at the Radisson Hotel. Talk us through what we can look forward to on that night.
Yeah, so on the 2nd of January, we'll be over at the Radisson Hotel. So thanks to Paul and Bernie for all their help in relation to it. So we're going to be celebrating the 40 years of the club. So we'll be arriving to a drinks reception. So that's being sponsored very gratefully by our local distilleries in the Sligo, breweries and distilleries in the Sligo region and the Drumshambo region as well. And then we'll be moving in for our gala dinner in the Radisson Hotel. So it's like a wedding suited affair. It's going to be a great celebration. So we're going to have the launch of a new video that is being done by one of our members, Mark Minshall from Pink Lime Studios for our club in celebration of the 40 years of Sligo Tennis Club. And with that, we'll be looking at the launch of the new brand of Sligo Racquet Club as well. But after the meal, there's going to be a full band and leading into the wee hours with a DJ as well on the night.
Who guys are you hoping will come to this celebration dinner dance? Is it for current members or are you hoping that maybe people who were there in the early days, maybe aren't as connected now, get involved?
Exactly. And I'd like to take this opportunity to try and call out some of those members from the past. I have been hounding and trying to reach out to as many as I can remember, in particular some of the older coaches that would have spent many a time. There was an awful lot of volunteer coaches there while I was growing up. Would love to see some of them again in attendance. And even some of the adults at the time that were helping me as a junior, it would be lovely to reconnect with some of those again. So I have been hounding quite a lot of people and making quite a lot of phone calls. So if you haven't been contacted yet, please do reach out because we would love to get as many past members as well as present there on the night.
There's probably some old names on the old squash ladder, Siobhan, that you want to settle some old scores with, are there?
Not so much, no, but it would be great to see some of the older members that had helped me along as a junior. I'd love to meet some of them again. I suppose I've reached out to a few in the last little while, so it's been great getting those conversations and catch-ups in, so it would be lovely to see a few more. And across some of my parents' buddies as well, because my father would have been heavily involved. He would have played tennis in the club on a Thursday night, along with the cards and social aspect after. And Dad sadly passed away 24 years ago now. So it would be nice to catch up with some of his friends, if any of you are listening. And as well, my mum would have been heavily involved in the junior section in the squash. And she also passed away in 2007. So I know there's a lot of her buddies around that might be listening, so it would be great to catch up again.
Yeah, there were. I mean, you're sparking my memories of Sligo Tennis Club in the early years, Siobhan, listening to you there, like, you know, from Bob English and Tom Higgins to the Keelty family, who were squash gurus back in the early days. Like, there was a real sense of excitement, I remember, in the 80s when Sligo Tennis Club first opened. You know, that there was this marvellous new sports facility was suddenly accessible to everybody.
Yeah, it was a huge buzz in the area, and we had an awful lot of representatives at national level and international level, sort of helped on by the likes of them. Dave Taylor would have helped with junior coaching and back in the day as well, and John Keelty led us on. Then he took us on to another level, kind of nearly. So it's great to have an ex-professional squash player out of the club as well, in Aisling Blake. So it's. There was a huge buzz in the 80s, 90s and the noughties. But it's coming back, the buzz in the club. I can see there's a huge resurgence. Tomás here, he'd be too modest to say it, but he's put in mammoth work in the background and in running this club. We have a great management committee there at the minute, and you can kind of feel that sort of energy again in the club. So hopefully Sligo Racquet Club will bring with it new members and together with the old, new ideas, which is always great. And we've been flooded with them, with some of the newer management committee members, which is great.
Well, if there are people who want to reconnect with the club once again, Tomás, and they might like to go to this celebration dinner dance, how can people get tickets for January the 2nd?
Yeah, so tickets can be got at the club or by contacting us on our Facebooks or our Instagram pages. So you can email us or contact us at the club, or if you want to reach out to Karen Kelly or Louise McGirl as well, they have tickets for sale. Any committee member that you know in the club will be able to put you in contact as well. There's plenty of people to get tickets through, but as I said, if you contact the club, we'll all be able to help you.
Tomás Kelly and Siobhan Parker on the Sligo Tennis Club 40-year celebration dinner dance, which takes place on Friday, January the 2nd in the Radisson Hotel. Tickets are £60 and details are available on the Sligo Tennis Club online platforms now. A reminder, finally, this programme is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie, and wherever you get your pods, search for Ocean FM Sport or The Final Whistle to find it. We're back next week, same time, same place.